You have no more time, Jack, a voice said suddenly. Jack turned. In front of him was a man's face covered with animals and plants from the bottom of the ocean.
Bootstrap?
Jack asked. Bill Turner?
Yes, Jack Sparrow. You look good.
Jack looked at the sailor.
You don't, he said. Is this a dream?
No, Bootstrap said. He gave Jack a drink.
You got the pearl back, he said.
Your son helped me,
Jack told him.
Now Bootstrap was surprised.
William? A pirate?
Yes, Jack said.
He's too honest, though, he added.
So, why are you here?
Davy Jones sent me, Bootstrap answered. I'm sorry that I fought against you. Everything went wrong after we took your ship. I was cursed, and at the bottom of the ocean. I couldn't move, and I couldn't die.
Jack looked afraid.
Then Davy Jones came to me and made an offer. If I spend 100 years on his ship, I can rest after that.
Bootstrap looked at his old captain.
He wants you. He owns you too, Jack. He lifted the pearl from the ocean floor for you. You were her captain for 13 years.
Jack started to speak, but Bootstrap stopped him.
You can't stop the curse, he said. Your soul will spend a lifetime on his ship.
Davy's ship, the Flying Dutchman, already has a captain,
Jack said quickly. He doesn't need me.
Bootstrap shook his head sadly. Captain Jack Sparrow never stopped fighting.
It's Davy Jones's world for you, Jack.
Jones will send his monster, the Kraken, and pull the pearl back down to the bottom of the ocean, and you with it.
Any idea when? Jack asked.
He tried not to sound worried.
Bootstrap lifted his arm and pointed to Jack's hand.
Jack stepped away, but it was too late.
There was a black mark on his hand.
He was now a marked man.
He'll find you, Bootstrap said.
Jack looked up, but Bootstrap Bill was gone.